And now, the life of Mary Summers. There are several very happy people in the town of Sanders today. Mary, for one, is feeling the warm glow of success because she persuaded Dr. DeRoy, a widely known specialist, to delay his trip to Europe so that he might see Phyllis Stratford, Max's invalid sister. Phyllis is pathetically happy that this great doctor is going to examine her, and her young husband, Danny, is so excited there is no holding him. As for Max, Daddy Stratford, well, you know how delighted they are. And now, we must wait for the doctor's verdict and fervently hope that he can find a way to cure the crippled girl. Well, Dr. DeRoy has safely checked in at Daddy Stratford's hotel. Max and Mary have returned to their own home. It is the following morning, and Max is seated on the edge of his bed, going through the complicated process of waking up.
Shouldn't I? Well, I guess I should, but then again, maybe I might just well not.
You've been holding out on me?
What do you mean, Mary? What do you mean?
You know what they say about people who talk to themselves.
What?
They must have money in the bank.
Oh, no kidding, no kidding. Is that what they say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, boy, they guessed right in my case. I got my bank statement yesterday. $6.20
$6.20 Oh, that's our total fortune. You better hop out of bed and get down to the office.
Well, okay, slave driver, okay. But come on over here and sit down for now.
All right.
I want to know some more about your trip.
Well, I told you almost everything last night, dear.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, think hard, Toots. Think hard. Because I've got a hunch that you're holding something back.
Well, I wasn't exactly holding anything back, Max. I intended to tell you this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about Mr. Cheney.
You know, I had a hunch that guy tried to see you in Chicago. Say, didn't he bother you more?
Oh, no, he helped me.
He helped you?
Yeah. I couldn't get near Dr. DeRoy, and he brought him over to see me.
He brought him over?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Does that mean what I think it does?
Well, I guess they didn't leave him any alternative.
Yeah, that guy will do batty things.
But it worked out splendidly, Max. Gave me an opportunity to tell the doctor about Phyllis, and now, thank heavens, he's
here. Yeah, I know, but it might have wound up with a lot of trouble, too. You know, I was worried about you going there alone as it was. And boy, if I'd have known that Cheney was around.
Oh, forget it now, dear. Mr. Cheney did what he thought was right, and it was.
I know, but he's a funny guy, Mary. He's a funny guy. I have a tough time making him out.
I don't think he's so strange, Max.
Mm.
He's a lot like you.
No, I'm much cuter.
Oh, you're adorable. But he's like he used to be. Sort of cream puff.
Hey, you can't get away with that. Now, nobody ever called me a cream puff.
Well, what I mean is you were brittle and crusty outside, but
yeah.
Just as soft as custard once anyone stuck their fingers through that shell. Mm.
Well, I ain't so sure about Cheney being like that. Yeah, he's a pretty tough mug, Mary.
Max, I think you're wrong.
Hmm?
That man's fundamentally good. He's proven it.
Did he tell you that he wants to see the DA and give himself up?
Yes, he did.
Well?
I don't know how to advise him, Max. With you involved in that gambling trouble with him, his arrest means your arrest.
Yeah, maybe I'd get a trial.
Oh, they couldn't find you guilty. You weren't guilty, did you?
Yeah, but supposing they did.
It would mean you couldn't continue as town manager, and Mr. Barton would have to let the board of directors handle the new factory proposition.
And to put it snappy, it'd be all over for Max Tilly Sanders.
Don't think about it, darling. Mr. Cheney hasn't given himself up, and from what he said, I don't believe he's going to.
Yeah, but we ought to make him, Mary. Well, that's if he comes around here again. My conscience don't feel right about letting him duck the law because of me.
Well, Max, any other time I'd agree with you, but right now it's important for you to keep working. We need money to help Phyllis, and Dr. DeRoy is probably expensive.
Yeah, I know, but we ain't doing the right thing.
We're trying to do the best thing, dear.
Well, maybe so, too. Well, there's no use turning my hair gray, William. Say, You going over to see Sis this morning?
Yes, as soon as you have breakfast.
Oh.
I'll go up and dress you. I promised her I'd be over early, and I hate to keep her waiting.
Ah.
Phyllis, you got company.
Mary.
How are you, darling?
Oh, Mary, I'm so glad you're back. Come here and kiss me.
And seem to think I've been away for a week.
Well, it's been a week. Max came over here after you left, and he was a lost soul.
Well, Angel, I brought home the bacon. If Dr. DeRoy doesn't object to being called bacon.
Oh, Mary, I can't begin to thank you enough.
Will you stop that? I had a nice ride to Chicago, a little excitement, and a very pleasant journey home in a private drawing room, you please.
Is the doctor nice, Mary?
Oh, he's grand, Phyllis. You'll be crazy about him.
How does he look? Is he old or young?
Oh, I guess he's about, in his early 50s. A very distinguished looking. Wears a little clip goatee.
Oh, I can hardly wait till I meet him. I didn't sleep a wink last night after Danny told me he was here.
Shame on you. Rest is the thing you need so you'll be good and strong when he examines you.
And the way I feel now just thinking about him makes me feel better. I'm sure he can cure me.
We all hope and pray that he can, Phyllis.
You don't feel positive, though, do you?
Well, dear, it's not a question of feeling or not feeling positive. I believe that faith often works the greatest miracles, but I don't think our faith should have a single-track mind.
We shouldn't just have faith in one thing. Is that what you mean?
No, not exactly. Our faith should be strong enough to stand disappointment if something you desire very much didn't work out, you see? I don't know if I'm making myself very clear, but what I'm trying to say is we should be able to switch our faith to a second best if necessary.
Second best for me would mean life in a wheelchair.
But it'd be life, dear, and you'd still find it very sweet.
I don't want to think about that, Mary. I want to think about Dr. DeRoy. I'm going to keep on being sure he can cure me.
Must be having early visitors.
It's probably the laundryman.
Well, I'll see you.
If it is, tell them we were short 3 handkerchiefs last week.
I will.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Miss Sam.
Oh, why, Doctor, come in.
Yeah, the doc here is an early riser. I stopped by the hotel and he was all ready to come over.
Well, perhaps I'm too early.
Oh, no. Phyllis has been up a long time, and all she's been doing is talking about you.
Well, I've been thinking about the young lady, too.
Well, come right in here. She's in the living room.
Yeah. Well, hi, sis. How do you feel,
excited. I've been telling Mary
Phyllis, this is Dr. DeRoy. Doctor, here's your patient, Mrs. Stratford.
How do you do, my dear?
How do you do, Doctor? I'm very happy to meet you.
Well, sit down, Doc. Sit down.
Yes.
Might as well be comfortable.
Take your chair, Doctor, won't you?
Thank you.
Oh, well, say, I guess maybe you'd rather have me go. That is, if you're going to examine Sis.
No, stay, Mr. Sanders. I can't examine this young lady so quickly.
Oh.
First, I must meet her own physician and learn something of the case.
Oh, Dr. Benson's our family doctor. He's looking forward to meeting you.
I could phone him, Dr. DeRoy. Maybe he can come right over.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think it advisable that I visit his office.
Oh.
In the meantime, Miss Phyllis, my first advice to you is keep, how do you Americans say, keep up the chin.
All right, Doctor, I will. I admit I've been an old grouch lately, but I won't be anymore. I haven't any reason to be, now that you're here. I know you're going to make me well.
Well, as Mary said before, faith can sometimes work miracles. But we must remember that some miracles aren't to be. And if Phyllis can't be cured, Will all this faith and confidence she has in Dr. DeRoy make the blow harder to bear